All right, we're back, and we are with Mash and with Simpiwe this Friday morning, having some fun. I mentioned when we went to the break how girls are especially mean on social media to each other, in a way that guys are not. Like, guys will tease each other, say all kinds of rude things, but with girls, they twist the knife. You know what I mean? And that a girl will do something that a guy would never think about. Like, for example, a guy posts a picture, and he doesn't really look at how his friends look and choose the one where they look the worst. Whereas girls will do this to one-up each other. And here's an example. I've got this little video. I don't know where this is from, but this is exactly what we're talking about. All right, so I mean, you get the basic idea. I don't know what happened in the middle of that clip, but why do girls do that? And I'm not expecting Simpiwe to answer on behalf of all women. Mash may have his own theory on this, but I've seen this happen, and then girls would be like pretending to be nice to each other, but you could tell they hate each other. Guys don't do that. If we hate each other, we just say it.
Wow, that's so extreme.
What?
Like if you don't like someone, you just say it. Like,
yeah. Oh, we just avoid them.
Like, what?
Yeah, or you have a fight and then it's over.
Yeah.
Okay.
But with girls, with girls, it's a total war forever.
Okay, I will say this. I'm sometimes guilty of posting a picture where I look terrific. That is the most flattering angle.
And the other people?
I'm looking hella very darling.
And your one friend is going, ugh.
You see,
the
that's
background.
The thing. When I'm posting on my socials, it's about me, myself, and I. And if I look good, I don't care about the rest. In fact, if you're looking a bit wonky, it's even better because I must stand out. You know, just in case there's somebody who's going to see me, that must be like, okay. This is the person I came here for. It is Simpiwe's Zamagilam Tetwa. So for me, I'm like, if I look good.
I have a question for you guys. So if I take a picture with either one of you, let's say I take, or both of you.
Yes.
And you guys look like garbage, but I look amazing.
You can't post it.
No, I was about to say, would you feel? Because obviously, if I took this picture, you took this picture, we all have the same picture. So you've seen it.
Yes.
How would you feel if I used AI to just cut you out completely?
Yeah, that's fine. If I look
Would
horrible.
You be fine with that? Would that be offensive?
I think if...
Well, these days you could Photoshop people out. It looks like they were never there.
Yes, yeah. Which is fine.
AI can do that
for
you.
But how would you feel if you're like, I was in this picture, but now you posted it and I'm not there?
I'll tell you, in my mind, I'm like, you're a bit of a narcissist, but it's fine. As long as I look good on the internet.
I would rather when friends of mine post stuff and I'm in it, I would rather they'd left me out.
Yeah.
See, I don't include people in my pictures unless I have their permission.
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
Because it's about me. Like,
well, no, because a whole lot of other people are going to see their pictures and they're going to go, ooh, who's that? And I don't want to bring them into all of that. So I always say, do you mind if I post this picture? Mm. No matter who it is.
Yeah, I always ask as well.
I don't.
Yeah.
I just tend to crop you out or it's like, I'm really, like when it comes to my profile, I'm very me centered. Like if I post
Meghan
something,
Markle and that Lima chick, whatever.
Hey man, the best thing I can do is just add a bit of sparkle to the world, which is
you're so connected to love, so connected to love.
Oh my God, you are so lovely.
You're just making
you're
space.
Like
come on now, let me make your day.
You're the cutest and the sweetest
me.
And the most loving and the most thoughtful person in the world.
Stop it!
Taking up space, ladies. Taking up
this
space.
This is how the show's gonna go. Oh, have you guys got that clip that Michaela got ready for us? About how the show's changing?
I think she sent it. I don't know.
Have you guys got it? No. Oh, Jesus.
She didn't say
really?
Anything.
You don't know about the... Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm pretty sure we discussed this the other day.
Well, she didn't send us anything.
You'll have to wait until next week then. That was an unplanned throw forward and tantalizing teaser for next week. I can't tell you any more than that. I had two proper fist fights in high school, and both of those guys are close friends of mine today, says Dirk. Men just sort out their nonsense.
That's what I... You see, one thing my grandmother raised me on was, you're too pretty to fight, right? You have way more to lose than the other person. Look at my face. So I will never fight somebody physically. But let's go with the words.
So you've never been in a fight, Simpiwe?
I didn't say that. But what I'm saying is, I...
Have you never been in a fight, Simpiwe?
I will never...
Simpiwe... Were you out here beating bitches?
No.
What have I'm you saying ever is, pulled another woman's hair and
I'd rather,
scratched her face up?
I'd rather just go at it with words.
We know what you'd rather do, but we're asking a different question.
Patung, Gareth, have you been in a fight before?
Not a proper, full-blown fight, no.
Oh, okay. I've been in one fight.
Like drunken scuffles and...
Oh, okay.
But nothing serious.
Yeah. I've been in one fight. It was in high school. And actually... Before I tell you why I actually this topic came about, let me tell about my fight in high school first. in grade 9, I was being bullied by this girl. I'm going to say her name. I don't know where she is now.
A girl? You were bullied by a girl?
Yes.
Yeah, what's her name?
Buramisi.
What was her name?
Oh.
Charlene. Right? It's giving Benoni. It's giving like Excel, you know?
Where was this? In?
Yo, it was in, I was in high school in Three Rivers.
Three Rivers.
Yeah, ooh, I'm being too specific.
No, I'm asking. It's called Three Rivers. The high school's called Three Rivers.
No, it's called Dririfira.
Shem, 76 was for nothing in Mash's neighborhood. All right, so anyway, Charlene, what happened?
So she was hiding my stuff. Like, we'd be switching classes, and every time I'd go to the bathroom, or we'd have a class where, like, that class coincided with break. So we'd come back to that class after break. She'd keep hiding my stuff every time I'd come back.
Maybe she liked you.
Maybe. But then, I confront her because I knew it was her. And I confront her. I'm like, stop hiding
Charlene,
my stuff.
You bitch.
No, I just said, please stop hiding my stuff. Why are you hiding my stuff?
Yeah.
Bitch.
You way too calm for a fight to start.
And then she was like, oh, you think I'm hiding your stuff? Well, for all we know, you might be gay. And I said to her, well, your father must have told her after the light we had last night. And
shots fired.
And then there was a fight.
And she clapped me and she slammed me and she beat me. After that,
you didn't fight back.
Why would I fight back?
You can't fight back with a girl.
Yeah, and then after that, everybody was calling
you can't.
Me.
If you're a guy, you can't. You're trapped.
Especially as a black man hitting a white woman.
My God,
are you
can
crazy?
You imagine?
I'd
the
be cancelled.
He would get into.
Yeah, before even cancellations. So after that, every time I walked into a room, people would go like, "Oh, she beat me," and they would all start laughing. But I didn't mind.
I have a friend. He's a white guy. He got beaten up by a black girl, and we tease him about it all the time.
Yeah, because also you know that if he beat her, it wouldn't be funny anymore. It would not be funny anymore.
No. Okay. Then it would be GBV.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, I took a couple
enough.
Of punches.
So you got
slaps.
Clapped?
Oh, she clapped me.
And then they
me.
Teased you for months after that.
Yeah, but I was very strategic. I've always been a strategic little baddie.
Listen to you, Nota.
Because, following day, she was out of the school, and I was like, oh, life is better now. Yeah, you see?
Bitch. I got you, bitch.
What brought this up for me was... So the other day at the gym, I had a very awkward experience. And I was telling my partner about it.
Yeah.
And my partner was not happy. My partner was like,
I would have
beat someone up for us there. I would have beat someone up. And I was like, yes, baby. Yeah.
Oh, so he
beat
got
them.
All like protective.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like fighting.
Simply because, so I was minding my business at gym. This happened 2 nights ago. Yeah, I wasn't at gym last night. It was 2 nights ago. So I'm at gym minding my own business. I was working on chest, shoulders, etc. And I'm using this other machine. Simpwe, you might know the name of it. And the machine where like there's a cushion on your chest that like you lay your chest on and you pull these things.
The low row.
Yes, that one. Yes. So I was sitting there minding my own business and I was fatigued. I was working on for like maybe an hour and 15 minutes at this point. I was a bit tired. So someone just comes up from behind me and starts massaging me.
Those are grounds.
Do you know this person?
Those are grounds to fight.
So this person is actually, I don't know this person. I don't know this person like that. This person, but this person has a crush on me. This person has been in my DMs and stuff like that. I've not been entertaining. I'm not interested at all.
Because you're taken man.
Yeah, absolutely. And I told my partner. My partner knows everything that happens.
How did this happen?
So this person just comes up from behind, starts massaging me, and me, being so drained and fatigued, I don't fight back. I don't go like, hey, what are you doing, man? Hey, who's this person? Hey, I don't even turn. I was just like, oh, this feels so nice.
Yeah, you like the massage.
And it wasn't a thing. I didn't even know who it was. So it wasn't a thing of like, oh, yeah, I'm into this. I'm into this person and into this. Oh. I was just drained, fatigued, and I was like, oh, actually, this feels nice. That's all that went through my mind. Told my partner about this. My partner was super mad. He was like, look, I'm going to smack a hoe. If I was there, I would have walked up and said something. And that gym would have been turned upside down.
Rightfully so. That's the kind of person I'm trying to date. Let me tell you something about me. I'm one of those, I don't start nothing, right? Don't start nothing. And I don't try finish nothing. But guess who's going to finish it? My partner. Okay? I'm one of those. Oh, you want to mess with me? You want to mess with me? Let's go, Mesh. Let's go. So, I'm like, oh, you want to talk to me? Baby.
So here are a couple of comments. Charlene is the Karen of Afrikaans, says yes. Christian.
Ooh.
Bitcoin Butt says, now that you've been beaten up by a girl in high school, just identify as a woman. It's acceptable now. Congo Chris said, the story's made up. There's no way Mash went to an Afrikaans school. Mash, say trappa van vergelijken.
Trappa van vergelijken.
There we go. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Apparently, when a white girl says what Charlene said to you, according to Dirk, it's white girl speak for I think we should braai. So she might have been interested in you. Mash, you are doing, you're doing the rest of the gays no favors by being bullied by a girl, says Carl.
Do they know what?
Being bullied by a girl does the rest of the gays no favors.
Oh, okay.
You're embarrassing all of them. Rebellious Ruth says, my satirical character on YouTube was Charlene from Boxburg. It was fun to do that. Now, that's
well,
kind
there
of...
there we go.
You have never seen her since then?
I've never seen her, heard from her, nothing. She got expelled from the school like the following day. I was very strategic. I knew what
That's
I wanted
great.
To get.
That's
and
great.
I got
very
it.
Very good.
I need more of that.
It sounds like you have to change to another gym, says Christian.
I actually thought of that. I actively
You do know this guy at all? Guy,
does he
girl?
Regularly go to the gym?
Is he a creep? Is he like
I don't want to be too specific. I don't want to be too specific.
But you shared the story now, so it's out there. It's everybody's business. You've put actually, me in your business. So, does he regularly go to the gym?
Ooh, yo. People at the gym are going to be staring at me. Anyways, it's fine. They don't pay my bills. So, or my membership. So, no, this person's actually a trainer at the gym.
Ooh, those are crowds.
I feel like it's getting worse and worse the more I talk.
Those are
I
crowds.
I feel like it is. But like,
has he trained you before?
I've done
Has
that.
Has he trained you before?
No, not one-on-one training. Guys, I'm being way too specific with this. I'm so scared.
So there's been group training.
I'm so scared to go to gym after this.
So he's seen you before?
Yeah, the classes and like pay special attention to me at the classes. And like, yeah, I'm being way too specific.
Yeah.
Okay, Yo. Thank you.
Okay, yeah.
Great story though.
At the gym, they're going to probably stare at me. But it's fine. Also, the gym is my happy space. But of course, you know, every now and then there's certain incidents. And another one that happened was quite recently. I have a friend who talks a lot.
Okay.
And talks very loud as well.
Okay.
And he is very open about his life. I'm like, actually, I can't be specific about him because this is kind of
illegal. You just come on here and just sip the tea.
Yeah. So my friend actually
Spill
does.
Spill the tea.
Yeah, my friend actually does. Can I see this? I don't think I can see this on here.
Well, you've already started, so finish.
Drugs.
Oh, like actual drugs, like cocaine.
Like what kind? Ooh. Cocaine.
So.
Okay.
So the other day, we're at the gym, and he's speaking so openly about the stuff, and his voice projects, hey?
So everyone can hear.
Everyone can hear. He's like, yeah, you know, we did a few lines of coke. And then, yeah, you know. And then I remember just people turning. In my peripheral, I could see people turning and going like, everybody in the gym was just like, And then we even go to the steam room, me and my friend, and he's just talking openly, and people are just like... So the whole time I'm thinking to myself, oh, good Lord, I hope people don't think me too. I hope people don't think we're all doing this. But yeah, some people can be so not self-aware in public spaces. And this is a thing. This is a thing.
I don't like it when people are very loud. There was a guy, I was just coming off the off-ramp here on the highway, and there was some crazy person.
Yeah.
Just shouting like shit, because obviously he's on tick or whatever.
Yes.
But he's shouting and carrying on like a crazy homeless person. But he's crazy, so he's allowed to be, I suppose.
Mm.
People who talk very loud on their phones, people who put their phone on speaker, people who take a call in a public place or on public transport, and you're like, do you really want to be talking about that with all of us listening?
It always also makes me wonder, are they actually on a call? Because sometimes you overhear these calls and it's like, yeah, 10 million.
Oh,
10
please.
Million in the account. Yeah.
If that, happens, like, if, that happens, if that happens, you know it's bullshit.
It's always something relating to money and business moves and like, yeah, you're going to secure the deal. You're going to secure the deal. I'm like, you're not having a call like that at 8 p.m. at the gym.
Not a chance. Who are you? Donald Trump.
My favorite thing now when like people do that is to say the most like outrageous thing, because if you're gonna be loud, let me also be loud, right?
What do you say then?
No, it's just you make sounds or something, or be like, oh, why did you leave? Like, you just make things like, come back, like, I miss you, like, you just like, ha, and then you're like, ha, Peter, ha, Peter, I love you. And then they actually, because then they look at you and then they like walk away and they're like, I'm so sorry, and they start acting like decent humans. And I'm just like, yeah, that's what you're putting me through.
She shames them, basically. Yeah.
I believe in shaming.
So what I've always wanted to do to these people is actually walk up to them. If it's a man, I want to walk up to them and go like, daddy, chill. You know, if it's a woman, mommy, chill. I just want to let them know, like, it's not that deep, hey?
I think I need the confidence just to walk up, but my voice is loud.
There are trains in Japan where they don't allow you to talk above a whisper at all, and you're not allowed to take calls.
Lovely.
Love that.
No talking above a whisper. In fact, I think it's silence. You can't even talk.
Love that.
Because people are like, this is a peaceful place. This is where we just need to get somewhere. Mm. Take a moment to think. Mm. We don't always need to be generating noise.
Certainly.
I went somewhere the other day and there was some woman shouting at another woman. They were standing on opposite ends of a parking lot and shouting at each other, but not like angry. Talking, but very loud to each other across a great vast distance. And everyone in between had to hear the whole thing.
That sounds like my mother. Well, the other woman was my mother, I'm sure. Because my mother cannot. My mother cannot just walk up to you and say, hello, Mashani, please hear. Mashani! Mashani! Hey, come on! I'm like, Mama, at least wait for me to arrive. Don't just tell me everything you want to say while I'm outside. Yeah, all the way from Klerksdorp.
Mashani! Hey, Mashani! Hey, I want a cup of tea!
And I'm like, hey, boy, you don't have to say that. You could have just walked to me or waited for me to walk to you.
Oh, that's so great. So it probably was your mom then. All right, you sorted that out. Max Sony says, Mash, you're a sick puppy.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. Who knows what's going on in this comment section? I only fake business calls when I'm calling Dirk's wife, says Congo Chris. His fight's about to break out in the comment section. I'm leaving the gym. I'm hot and sweaty. Are you ready? Says Chris Smith. I think that's an invitation for you. Maybe that's your trainer there, Mash, that you were talking about earlier.
He's taken, okay? He's
my
spoken for.
Let me
speak on behalf of Mash's partner. Mash is taken. He's spoken for. Don't come and send those messages here. You're going to deal with his partner, okay? Not Mash.
He's going to beat you.
He's going to, hey. Trap, Atina, hey.
I have a lot of dreams about fights, and usually they don't go my way in dreams. I always feel like I can't punch hard enough in a dream.
Oh, you can never punch hard enough in a dream. It's like a thing.
So I have these very frustrating dreams where I'm like, I need to hit someone really hard.
Yeah.
And I never really manage to hit them hard enough. And I feel all pathetic when I wake up. I'm like, oh, God.
It's a thing harder. In dreams.
Yeah.
I think it means something, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it probably means something.
Yeah, it's like falling.
But people who do these dream interpretations are bullshit artists.
Oh, they're
just
bullshitters, aren't they?
Totally, because they tell you stuff and you think, well, how could you know that? Is that true for everyone? So everyone dreams about a telephone. Does that mean that they're having communication issues? Or if someone's wearing one brown shoe and one black shoe, it means they are totally schizophrenic and their dream is warning them that they need to get control of their personalities. Mm. I don't know who makes up this stuff.
But I'm not sure. Because Sangomas are really into this kind of stuff. Eh? So is it bullshit? Simpue's face is already changing. I know how she feels about Sangomas, girl.
Listen, I had a conversation with Simpue about this last week. In fact, this week, on Wednesday, I said, are we ever going to be allowed to bring Gogo Maweni here?
No.
And she's like, no, not a chance.
You know, I WhatsApp with Gogo Maweni, and you know, so many times I tried
to
invite her.
You WhatsApped her?
Yeah, no, I WhatsApp with her. I know her.
Oh, she's a friend.
Yes, she's a friend of mine.
So we could get Gogo Maweni here through you,
Thank you, guys. So
I've tried,
back to the
Gareth.
Dreams. To the dreams.
I would like to meet Gogo Maweni.
You don't need to.
She's the loveliest person, hey? Such a sweetheart.
She's a friend of Mash's.
What are you afraid of? A snake?
No, I'm not afraid of... I'm not afraid of nothing. I just... don't want to be bewitched. Mm-mm. I've seen that reality show. I don't... My soul does
and,
not agree.
And Gogos Kotten?
She's welcome
you
to
like
come.
Her. You
because
her.
You know why? She's become a Christian. She's no longer a sangom.
An evil sangom.
Even though she's going through it because people are complaining that they paid her and she never delivered.
It's fine. You can always change your life.
But you didn't say such nice things about Gogos Kotten.
Where she was a sangoma. Yeah, you know what I mean? Now that she's changed, let me tell you something about me, okay? Now that she has changed and converted, I'm also like, hallelujah, amen. Come to the light, mtase. What you did back then, you did not know. You know, the Bible talks about people perish for the lack of knowledge, you know? So that was it. She didn't have knowledge, but now she has knowledge.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to help her as the Christian community. You know,
all right, but what if we brought Gogos Kotten and Gogo Maweni for one show?
No, we can't have.
They can do like a witch battle. Oh,
no,
it'll be so.
Wouldn't
exciting.
That be fun? Like casting spells at each other. Muti.
No,
oh my gosh.
No, and no, and no.
Okay, well,
Simpue's not changing her mind.
We'll do it one week when Simpue is on leave.
Oh, certainly.
Okay,
send me the hell out.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I've been.
And then afterwards, please make sure you anoint the studio.
Snai says, Gareth, leave those kind of people for Podcast and Chill. They don't have to come here. Snai, don't tell me what to do. Terrence says, Gogo Maweni's being sued for not delivering.
Yeah. It's
Listen,
an actual thing.
If you could be sued for not delivering on promises, our government would be bankrupt. Oh, wait, they are. We need a sangoma on this show, and we were promised a prostitute a while back then. Yeah, we were actually... What happened to that Mahosha we were going to have on the other day?
Well, I'm here. Just kidding. Oh. Just kidding.
Do you still have your OnlyFans?
No,
you know I shut down.
Oh,
you know exactly why I shut down.
So, yes, Dirk, you're right. We did promise you a prostitute. You know, notorious unreliability comes from prostitutes. That's all I can tell you. James was busy trying to sort that out. I don't know what happened. We'll find out when he...
James screwed the prostitutes. James was like, you know what, let me just get myself a little snack while I'm at this.
All right. Let's just see here. There's nothing wrong with being a sangoma. Why be a Christian when some of us want a sangoma? That's from Ngas.
Okay, I'm going to keep this very short because we don't need to do the back and forth about religion, right? I am a Christian. And I believe in what the Bible talks about, right? And it's very clear about not talking to the dead, which is something that when you are a sangoma, that's what you practice.
Right.
That's why I'm against having sangomas on the show. We can have a deeper discussion on this another time. This is not the time nor the place. But
Good
there
answer.
You go.
All right. Okay. So, Naz, I hope you're happy with that. Probably not.
Ah, I don't care.
Mahosha, the truth is out, Mash.
Oh,
you're a Mahosha now. But yeah, we were going to have this this Mahosha, and I can't remember exactly what happened. But James just said that the day before she was meant to be on the show. Flex, am I right about this? And then she just suddenly pulled out and she was like, nah, I don't want to do it anymore.
It's because you guys weren't going to pay her for her time. Let me tell you something. We had Bonga, the famous homeless guy, yeah. right?
Yes.
And like before he came on the show, he is like, hey guys, me I work. And working is being on the streets, hustling money. Mm. So if you're going to take me away from my, you know, hours at work, you got to compensate me, you know? And maybe that was the conversation that was supposed to be had. Like,
listen.
You have to be here.
I got to tell you a story.
Okay.
A friend of mine used to be friends with this girl, right?
Okay.
And she started doing like OnlyFans or whatever. Anyway, he called her up. Or he messaged her. He WhatsApped her the other day. And he's like, hey, how's it going? Haven't heard from you in a long time. But they never had a thing.
Okay.
She was going to charge him money just to go for a coffee or something.
Nazo.
Oh, that's a thing.
So that's like what you're saying about the homeless guy.
Mm.
People are now making even friendship transactional.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, nah, then look, he didn't go. He was like, what bullshit is this?
Was it friendship?
They were. I wouldn't say they were the closest of friends, but he knew her quite well.
Oh, okay.
And then she was going to charge him just for spending time with her. And she basically said in no uncertain terms, something like, yeah, any of this kind of thing I charge for now.
People have no shame, no self-respect.
No shame, right?
I would be humiliated on your behalf if you are like, yeah, I'm going to charge you for the
coffee. And he was literally just going, hey, how are you? Be nice to see you and catch up. Like a friend. Mm. He had no designs. He didn't. He knew that she'd done this OnlyFans stuff, yes. but he hadn't seen her for like 6 or 7 months.
Mm.
And he's like, I haven't seen you. What's been going on? And then she's like, well, if you want to find out, it's going to cost you this much.
Hey, bo.
Straight up.
Yo.
Okay.
Ma khosha.
I'm not defending nobody. I'm playing devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you know that this is the business I'm in and it's been 6 months, I'm making profit. Like, at this point, I know that, like, my friends are maybe 2 or 3. You know what I mean? Because I've spoken to them before I started this journey. You, as a man, hitting me up now, hey, man, it's changed. The dynamics have changed. I've changed. Yesterday's price is not today's price. You know, like, what if, like, that coffee was going to lead to something else and now I could have charged for that? I could have had a client in, like, during that coffee time. That's all I'm saying is that you can't be that mad. And at least she told you up front. Do you know what's annoying? Is if she had said yes and they went out for coffee.
Afterwards,
she's like, yeah, here's the bill, which is 300.
Yeah, he eventually just gave up on the conversation. But, I mean, I know that there are guys who will go out for drinks or dinners with girls and then the girl hasn't even brought her purse or wallet.
Mm.
She doesn't want to pay for shit. That's fine. That's kind of an accepted thing. But to say up front in the message to him, she's like, yeah, no, sorry, if you want to see me, this is how much it costs.
I like that it was up front because nowadays, have you heard of the term mavoso?
No.
Is these prostitutes that you meet at the clubs or whatever, take them home in the morning.
Mavuso.
In the morning, there's literally a man, a big bulky man at the door, and he's like, pay her.
How much?
Like 10K.
10K or whatever.
15, 20.
Can you imagine being hit with a 10K bill?
And if you don't have the money.
You didn't even know this person was a prostitute.
Yes, if you don't have the money, they're going to. She then opens up a case
of rape.
Oh.
Of grape. Yeah.
Basically. And that's how bad it is. So it's an extortion now of like, oh, you met me here and it in the beginning it was consensual, but now because you're not paying me, it's not consensual. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm saying. I prefer the person being upfront about this is who I am. I'm not doing this because I like you. Mm-hmm. It's all money driven so that you can have the option to say no because, yo, some guys have had to pay hundreds of K for that thing.
Certainly.
I saw this great clip on the internet the other day, back in the days of the Tonight Show, Johnny Carson interviewing this guy who was like a con man. He was a very successful con man for a long time. He went to this fancy party in Miami. He hired a Rolls Royce. This is before the days of influencers, right?
Oh.
He hired a Rolls Royce and a chauffeur. He hired a very, very expensive tuxedo. He stayed at this fancy apartment because he was now on a play to steal money from people.
Yes.
So he goes to this party at the mayor of Miami's house. And there's this beautiful girl there. And he says to his friend, like, who's this girl? Anyway, he says, she's a prostitute and she's quite expensive. So he walks straight up to her, doesn't mess around, doesn't mince his words, says to her, listen, how much for tonight? She goes, I don't know, how much you got? So he goes, I'll give you $300. And this is a long time ago. So she goes, $300, no good. So he goes, well, how about I double it, $600? She goes, that's better. So he says, look, let's not mess around. I'll tell you what. I will give you $1,000, and we'll go to your hotel, and then we can have some fun. So she goes, all right, cool, $1,000. He says, I'll even pay in advance. They get to the hotel, and before anything starts, she says, all right, what about that money? He goes, well, I don't carry $1,000 on me, so I'm just going to go downstairs to the lobby and cash this check. So she says, it's like 1:30 in the morning. You're not going to cash any checks at this hotel at 1:00 a.m. He goes, honey, I own this hotel. I'm a 35% owner in the hotel. Mm-hmm. Nice. This is a con man, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a 35% owner in this hotel. Here is a check. Look, it's a surefire thing. I mean, these are the days and checks were a big deal. Mm. Look, you can see this is the legit thing. It's for $1,400, but you know, I only have $1,000. She goes, I'll take that. Why don't you just make it out to me? He goes, no, I'm not going to pay you $1,400. I'll tell you what, you give me $400 in change, I'll give you the R1,400 check. Mm. She goes, okay, great deal. They have sex. He goes home with $400. It cost her $400. Isn't that great? The check would have bounced. That's how you deal with Mavuso.
That is how you deal with it. That is how.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Yeah, in those days, yeah, you need to do that. Hey?
There's no more checkbooks, so that won't work.
No, I know.
No, in those days, you get e-wallet. You say
e-wallet and then you cancel it.
You cancel it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I do to the traffic offices. I need to start,
What you do to them?
Yeah, actually pay.
I pay and then I cancel it while I'm driving.
I guess. I don't do that.
I use my phone while driving and I cancel it quickly.
I tell you now.
I did that twice in my life.
I've never paid a ticket. The trick is to play gospel. I promise you.
Really?
Oh. Play some gospel.
And wear a duke.
No, I always wear a duke. But exactly. I promise you, I have gospel on speed dial. You play gospel loud. And then obviously, maybe be like, oh, I'm going through a lot. And you're like, I'm going to a job. Depending on why they stopped you. So if I'm speeding, I'm going to a job interview. I'm late. Yo, you know, in this country, I need a job. Yo, but they let you go. Or if it's something about maybe my disc or something, be like, yo, Bandla, yo, I didn't have the job for the longest time. I just got this job. It's my first week. But yeah, they let you go. They even, like, there was one time I got stopped. They were even like, the lady was like, take a moment, breathe. I can see you're stressed. Like, it's okay. They need you at home. Don't speed. Don't, like, she was even like, you know what? I'm going to leave. Or drive off first, take a moment to yourself, then you can drive off and follow me afterwards. Go to your place. I let her go. That's a good strategy.
So she was consoling you on bullshit.
Yeah, I was going to work. I was just like, I love speeding. So I was like
all right, we will get the Mahosha for you. Audience are just desperate.
Give the people
off
their heart.
Dirk says, sounds like any relationship. Men pay for every minute we spend with a fairer sex. Yeah, that's why you need to earn money. As a guy, I'm going to cut to the chase for you. The whole reason any guy in the world makes any money is because he wants to spend time with women. And they will not spend time with you. Even if you're good looking, even if you are exciting, even if you're funny, they will not spend any time with you until you make some money. Then suddenly they love you. They're all over you.
What's my favorite thing? There's no ugly billionaire.
Yeah, correct. Oldest profession in the world, says Goon. Correct. That's true. There is only one girl in my friendship circle I'd pay to have coffee with, lol. That's from Carl.
Sims, your
stock has fallen according to the Lobola rules.
My stock, chief, my stock has not fallen at all. At all. In fact, it's gone up. You know, let me tell you something, because my sister did get married like a couple of years ago. So I do know what happens in the talks about Lobola. And the reason why he's saying that my stocks might have fallen is because I have a kid out of wedlock.
Mm. Is that what he's saying?
It basically, because that's the only reason why your stocks would
fall. I think
fall.
He was talking about something you said just now.
I know, okay. Never that. But here's a cool thing about that. In the Lobola negotiations, right, they talk about whether or not this lady can bear kids, right? And that's the price.
And you've proven that you're fertile.
I've proven, and I have the caps to prove it.
We have evidence.
So, yeah.
That's a good point, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
And whatever I say,
they're going to be stuck with some old, wizened, barren witch, yeah.
And if you're saying what I just said about how to get out of tickets, that means I don't do corruption. All I do is make sure I don't have to pay for a ticket. I play gospel. So that means I'm also savvy. I'm going to save my husband money. Because why? I'm going to teach him the ways of how not to pay a fine. You know what I mean? Don't cancel the e-wallet. Just play some gospel.
Can I tell you something else?
And
women,
that's it.
Women get away with...
that's it.
With the police way more than guys do. We don't have a chance. If the traffic cops stop you...
Especially if the cop is a woman.
Yeah. Forget about it.
Female officers, it feels like they feel like they have a point to prove.
Yeah. And they have to be extra mean, right?
Mm.
Okay, here's a business idea. Date cams, like dash cams, to keep you out of trouble. That would be interesting. Imagine when you went on a date or if you took somebody home with you or whatever, you had a camera on, I don't know, your watch or something, just in case that person starts talking shit about what happened.
We need date cams for other reasons, hey? You see also what's happening in the news with these girls who vanished, the girl who vanished and stuff.
What? What's this
the
all about?
The girl who was murdered.
Yeah.
Which one?
There's two
I forgot
now.
Her name, but yeah, there's two now.
There's two
this
now.
Is in the news now?
It's in the news right now. It's trending. They're checking for the men.
If I'm not mistaken, I think there's also a kid who's kind of created these AirPods that can take pictures. You tap it on the side, you put the AirPods in, can take pictures of your surrounding. And they're kind of like going to encourage people to use that when they go out and they feel unsafe to kind of put like these AirPods on and then you can take pictures of your surroundings. I forget her name. She is South African, if I'm not mistaken. They're really cool. And I think they're just kind of rolling. They're going to roll them out very soon. But yes, there is a story in the news about this girl who went on a date. And the conversation around this is kind of like, sometimes people must shut up. But this young lady went out on a date and the guy was like, I'm going to pick you up and we'll go to the destination. Right. And she was like, cool, here's my location, you can fetch me here. And what she then did was tell her friends to say, hey, I'm going on a date with this guy, here's my location, if you don't hear from me within the next hour, something is wrong.
Okay.
Right. The friends were like, cool, they were checking on her location. I think one of the friends only realized only like 2 hours in that, hey, actually I haven't heard from my friend. And that's how they found the body. And a lot of people now online are saying, why did she allow a stranger to essentially pick her up and like take on this date? Ladies must stop going to places they don't know. This is why you must always pick the location. But investigations are showing that this is actually now a syndicate. So, you know, it's a bigger crime that takes place where these guys lure in various women. And then basically with the purpose of either killing them, raping them, or human trafficking.
Oh my God.
So this is actually a bigger issue than just us saying, why did you go on a date with this random stranger? So they're currently investigating it. And they found another body as well, because her body was like somewhere in the outskirts.
Man, yes, the dating world is hard. It is tough out there.
It is very tough.
Now you don't just have to hope you find the right person. You just got to hope you don't find the wrong person.
Yeah, here's a little summary of the case at the moment. Mm-hmm. So the tragic case of Olerato Mongale, a 30-year-old postgraduate journalism student at the University of Witwatersrand, has ignited national outrage and renewed calls to address gender-based violence in South Africa. On Sunday, May 25th, 2025, Olerato went on a date with a man she had recently met at a shopping center. Mm-hmm. She informed her friends about the date and shared her live location for safety. CCTV footage later showed her leaving her residence in Johannesburg and entering a white VW Polo with fake license plates. Mm-hmm. Tragically, her body was discovered just 2 hours after in an open field in Lombardy West, Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. And as of this morning, as of 3 hours ago, so actually, they have actually shot, the main suspect has been shot and killed in Amanzimtoti.
in KwaZulu-Natal.
Yes.
It's a these South guys African carry,
these guys cover great distances, hey?
It's crazy. After they've, clearly, they were fleeing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they had made arrests, two arrests. These guys were, I think they had been arrested before for murder or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and were recently released, like 2023, 2024, correct me if I'm wrong, and then they went and did this heinous crime. So
that's
what currently has taken place. But the conversation online about whether or not like you should go, like allow someone to pick you up, or whether or not you should go on a date with somebody you don't know, I think is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, like all you can do is try to be as safe as possible, like she did. She told her friends.
But what you think with all this technology? I was just thinking that now while you were telling the story. If she switched on her live location, she told all her friends, this is more trouble than most people go to.
Mm.
And she still didn't make it. That's very, very scary.
Yeah.
Because the thing is also with your live location, all that kind of stuff, as much as we can see where you are, if something happens, what are we going to do?
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
What are
true.
We going to do? We're not going to get to you in time, probably.
Yeah.
It's quite unfortunate. And we're talking about this at our offices, about how safe is it to be in the dating market these days?
It's terrible.
To be on these apps meeting strangers. It's not.
Yeah, but it also kind of takes away from the chivalry of men. Like, I've gone out on a date before where something very similar, the guy is offered to pick me up. He's picked the place, right? I was friends with him prior to us even like talking and whatnot. So it was that thing of like, I know him, so it's cool. He fetched me. He picked the place. It was an amazing date. And I made it home safe, you know? Good. And so you think about it and you're like, okay, I won't lie. I still want somebody to do those things for me. I still want somebody to open the doors for me. I still want a man who's going to pick out and say, hey, are you free in the next 30 minutes? You know, I've made plans for us. And when you hear about these very tragic stories, it makes you like, oh, do I want to let a guy do that for me?
No.
How safe am I?
No, I'm just thinking I'll stay at home. And I don't, seriously, who wants this? And if you're a girl and you hear this story, I think it's going to put a lot of women off. Dates, they're already put off by like shitty men.
Some of my colleagues are like, we're deleting Tinders and all these apps.
Yeah, Tinder, just get rid of it.
So they're all getting rid of it, huh?
They're getting rid of the apps.
Yes, this is not good.
At all.
It might motivate people though to like go out there and meet people in person. Now, no longer these apps now.
But she met this guy at a shopping center.
Oh yeah, she met him at the shopping center.
So it's not as if she met him online. You know,
now we need to have a referral. Like Gareth needs to say, I've known this boot for 3 years.
Yeah. In other words, you've got to do the proper due diligence. Like you would when you're employing someone. You go, you phone those people, references, former employees, ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends. You got to do your deep dive.
Someone they know must know that you're going on the date, as well as someone you know.
Yes.
Got to make sure.
Jesus, how complicated.
Oh, but you know, I do that.
What happened to the days of just like hooking up, not even knowing the other person's name, and then they go home?
It's at its peak right now.
That's more dangerous.
It's at its peak right now.
That's just as dangerous.
It's at its peak. That hooking up culture is at its
peak. You think so?
I think so. Because think about it, like Tinder, right? Even though they didn't create the app for it to be a hookup app, they were like, you're going to find love. People literally go on Tinder, they match. Hey, I've matched with Mesh. We talk, and the talks are very sexual, very fast. Let's meet up at this. And sometimes they'll be like, oh yeah, let's meet up at Sandton City. But knowing very well, they've booked an Airbnb somewhere in Sandton. And then they hook up, and then it was great knowing you. On to the next one, and nobody knows.
And
so
you don't have to feel bad about never seeing them again.
Yeah, you might. Like, if it was really good, you might see him again just for the second, you know, but second time around. But
I think it's also a mentality. Many people are in this mentality because when you're always presented with options, it's like now with food options as well. When you're always presented with options, it's hard to just stick to one thing. I know myself, for example, when I'm at a restaurant and I decide, okay, I'm going to have the duck. if I keep paging through that damn menu, I'm going to change my mind at least 3 to 4 times.
That's true.
So it's the same with people now. Yeah. When you have the options and you're just swiping. Left, and because people have been, dating people rather, has been gamified.
Yeah.
It's now a swipe. It's no longer, think of it as this is a person.
Yeah.
There's a person with feelings, emotions. Mm. You think of it as it feels like I'm playing a little game, like Candy Crush on my phone.
Are they tall? Are they short? Like
that's
what it's basically been dumbed down to. Like, are you tall? Are you short? Do you have money? Like, those are the chats. Okay, cool. Are you good looking?
Yes, I would not want to be trying to date in this.
Don't do it. It's the pit, Garrett. No, I don't want to do it. It's the absolute pit.
I don't want to.
Like, I promise you, I don't want to.
I am very, very happy to not be involved in any of this shit, let alone the murderous shit as well. But I mean, even just these apps, it just sounds so bad. And everybody I know who's on them, they hate the experience.
They do.
They feel horrible after being on there. Mm. They feel desperate.
Mm.
Do you know the feeling of sending someone a nude on Grindr?
Tell us. tell us. Sipira and I want to know.
And then immediately after you send your nude, the profile picture disappeared because they've blocked you.
How?
Do you send
them nude and then they block you because they don't like it?
They don't like it.
These are
experiences I've had before, way back in the days, but still.
So if they don't like the nude and then they.
Remember,
they
that's one app
you.
Where people meet without even seeing each other's faces. You guys think Tinder's bad. That side of the pond is.
Really?
Yeah.
How would you know?
How are you comfortable sending nudes?
But how would you know?
Being marinated.
Wait. I gotta dig a little deeper here. How would you know who you were meeting if you never even seen a face photo?
From what they showed.
No, but how? You're only gonna see that later.
But you dressed.
You're not gonna see it later.
What? You're gonna
walk
in.
You guys don't know how Grindr works.
No.
No, tell
you
us.
You walk in and it's already out. What do you mean?
What? Oh,
walk in where? Okay.
To their hotel.
Okay. Let's go to the app.
We are on the Grindr app, right?
Yeah.
You match with somebody, right?
There's no matching.
Let me explain
Grindr from the ground up.
Okay.
So Grindr is just the app is it just looks like a grid. Ne?
Okay.
And each little block on the grid is a person. You see their profile picture, you see whether they're online or offline.
Okay.
And on this grid, it's actually organized by how far they are from you. So the closer they are to you, they're at the top of the grid. The further away, they're at the bottom. It even shows you how many meters. I used to live in an apartment complex when I was on... I was still living in Rivonia at the time when I was last on Grindr. But I was living in that apartment complex. And if someone is upstairs, it'll say 0 meters away.
So
you text them and then your profile on there, obviously people just say their preferences. So people say they no fats, no femmes, I want muscular guys. And pretty much everybody wanted muscular people on that app. Nobody wants femmes or fats or... And then the second line on your profile is your... HIV status. It goes right in real quick.
Wow, you get hardcore straight away, huh?
Yeah, everybody's profile pictures are either blank or it's just a torso.
Really?
It's just a torso. That's all you see. And then, yeah.
So no faces?
No faces.
That's wild. And then, so you don't match, but what happens?
You pick, so this is...
So you just select their profile, text them, and then they text you back. And most times people don't even say hi or they'll just pop you a picture. And then you pop them, if you like what you see, they pop you a pic, you pop them a picture back, and then it's like, I'm here. They send location, and you go. And as soon as you get there, the person's already like, yep, good to go. They don't want to know your name. They don't want to know nothing about you.
Oh, wow.
It's hardcore.
Yes. Sakura is completely shocked.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome to the world.
That's another level.
So... Yeah, when compared to Tinder, trust and believe. We've seen worse.
That description you've just given is hilarious of Grindr, but it's so soul destroying.
It's soul destroying.
How are people ever meant to have happiness in their lives if that's what they consider to be fun?
Exactly.
And listen, if that's your thing, don't take it personally. But my God, that's depressing. That is so depressing. Right?
That app is a whole other year.
How long were you on Grindr for?
I was on it from the age of, I'd say about 19.
19?
About 20, 22, somewhere there. Yeah, shit. then I left it.
Wow.
Mm. And like, were the experiences enjoyable? Do you go like how, like they say, like in this case, you met somebody, they're yes. ready, you enjoyed the experience. Do you guys talk about maybe, you know, meeting again, or is it just like we're done? It's a once off.
No, we don't talk about meeting again. In fact, I met someone there years ago who actually activated a different SIM card for every time they went on that app. So as soon as like they've hooked up with all the people they want to for this month, they throw away the SIM card and get a new one. It is crazy, the kind of stuff you see on these apps. But compared to the likes of Tinder, it is actually, I'm surprised that we don't have more stories from the LGBTQ community of some of these experiences, because it's even more dangerous what these people are exposing themselves to.
Yes, sis. Okay, let's just see this. I opened a Tinder profile saying, I'll pay your TV license with a picture of Gareth. I can't keep up with the woman in the chats. Yeah, whatever. Just let the Indian aunties find you a good boy from a good family, even if you're not Indian. I met my now husband, says Nats, on the highway. My car broke down and he stopped to help me. It was the 90s.
That was a different time.
Can I tell you something? That's so sweet. Almost had like a moment like that with someone when I had just bought my car. Yeah. There was no number plates, and then like I'd have my sunroof open, and then like literally guys would holler and be like, "Oh, can I get your numbers?" And then like there was one time the guy was like, "No, like on the island, just park." And I was with my friends, so I was like, "Let's do it, living on the edge," because we were going out for drinks. And then the guy like parked, he's like, "Where are you guys going?" We said the restaurant that we're going to, and he's like, "Cool, I'll pull up like at 5 because it was like 2. We're like, "Cool." He pulled up. I didn't like him, so it didn't go anywhere afterwards. I was like,
"When did you decide you didn't like him?"
When he pulled up, we started talking, and then I realized, I just like your car. Like, you're not my type. And so, yeah, I could have had that kind of moment. But yeah, I was like.
So as soon as he pulled up and he opened the window, you're like,
"Ugh." No, I saw the car. Yeah. And he's cute. And I was like, "Oh, okay, come through." He came through, not my spec.
I had a friend from South Africa on the cruise ships who just went on Grindr in San Francisco. He went to a guy's house and came back like nothing happened. Mash might know him.
Weibo.
This is what? So destroying. Yeah. I can never.
We now judge people before even meeting them, says Dirk. Well, that's exactly what these apps do, right?
That's the thing.
They should start a lesbian Grindr called Bumper.
Oh, I know Bumper. Yeah.
Is that a thing?
It's quite similar as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, all right. There we go. They already got that.
How many apps have you put
out? I think that was somebody who thought they'd come up with an original idea.
What am I going to do on Bumper?
You're not going to do anything on Bumper. But surely the responsibility should fall on the dating app to make sure that people on their apps are vetted. Yeah, but there's only so much they can do.
Vetted how, though?
Yeah, and what if people... People just lie. People lie everywhere. They lie about what they do for a living. Mm. They lie about whether they're married or not. Exactly. They lie about whether they look this way or that way. They use fake profile pictures. They use some different sims for different things. Yes. I mean, come on.
You
really think they're going to be honest?
Yeah. I'm still on your story about Grindr.
It's like Pornhub with the "I am over 18.
Oh, please. Do you think they really check?
Yeah, they don't.
Marius says, "I used to do a background check in the past when I met a girl. Only after that I would date her."
I still do. I am basically the CIA when it comes to a guy that I like. Mm-hmm. I will do the deep dive. I will know
where do you go?
Everywhere from a Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You start there. Those are the
LinkedIn.
Basic things. Yeah, basic things. Basic things. All you know, Instagram, YouTube. Mm. And then from there, whatever they write, then you follow it up. And whatever they've commented on, whatever they shared, you follow up those links, whatever they've shared, until you get to the root cause of day one.
Mm. Then you go on Beeswax and you see their credit history, criminal record.
What's this?
Oh, you didn't know that.
No, tell me
these things. These things are very important.
Tell me about this.
You don't do this if you don't like the person and you don't see if... Because this is a deal breaker. So you do those things. You find out their credit score. You find out if they're good, if they're able to pay things, where they stand economically. Not just digitally, but economically. Where are you in life right now?
Beeswax is software that is used
Beeswax?
For credit checks, for criminal checks. It's used by HR agencies. Corporate uses it as well. You just need a connect. You just need someone who has access to it. They can literally search anything about anyone worldwide. It is absolutely insane.
Wow.
In fact, the lady, we got trained on it at work, And the lady who came and trained us was like, you guys are holding the most powerful tool in the world. You can literally find anything on anyone. Anything. My you even God. See how much is remaining on their car installments, how much they earn.
Wow.
Everything. It is crazy. It is crazy.
It's not about what you know. It's about who you know, Gareth. And finding out. I'm all about that. But I only do that extreme thing if I really like the guy. And I'm like, okay, I think I might be falling. So let's see. Mm. Let's see where
this
you are.
It's time to beeswax him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just to make sure. Yeah. If we just wow, what's the point? You know, you're here for a good time, not a long time. So.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, listen, it's after 8 o'clock. We got to wrap this up, and we will be back on Monday morning at 6 a.m. Have an awesome weekend, everybody. Be good. And if you're not, take photos. Ciao.
Ciao. Bye.
Hello, sir. Welcome to America.
Wach a biggie. Julle praat net Engels in Amerika.
What?
Fuck. Do you have someone who weet om Afrikaans te praat hier? A translator for us.
No sir, we do not. Marilei weet om Engels te praat.
Nee man, Marilei se Engels is so kak. Sy kan niks verstaan.
Sir, can we please continue? We do not have time, sir.
Okay, I'm gonna try to speak some English.
Thank you so much, sir. Now that you've landed here in the United States of America, there's some ground rules I have
to
apply. What the hell is that?
Okay, I'm gonna make it very simple. Can you guys give us a piece of land? And then what we're going to do is we're going to name that land Orania Part 2. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna build our own little country there where it's just us Afrikaners. Is that okay with you?
I cannot assign land at this point, sir. That is something that we're currently...
Ek hoor niks, Mariki. Hierdie mens praat net Engels. Jy het gesê, hier in Amerika gaan ons nie een nieuwe land... Fuck, man! What about rugby?
What, sir?
Because I have a kid here. He was in a school, law school, and I was rugby school. Speel jylle rugby in Amerika?
I do not rugby. Understand, sir. We play football.
Hulle het nie rugby nie, Mariki. Ek het jou gesê, soet in Suid-Afrika bly.
Ach, nee, my lief. Moe nie huil nie. Nee, liefie. Kom nou, liefie.
Ek wil terug huis toe gaan, Mariki, want ek kan niks verstaan hier, man. Okay. Can I please speak to the manager of the country? Of God, Donald Duck. Can I speak? What's that person's name weer?
Liefie, dis Donald Trump. Trump. Dis Donald Trump, liefie.
Donald Truck. Can I speak to Donald Truck, asseblief? Ek het 'n baie belangrike vraag vir julle. A very, very big question. Is the whites more than the blacks in the country?
Yes, sir.
Mooi so. Mooi so. Hou aan. Hou aan.
Nee, my lief, ek kan nie sulke vraag.
Nee, dis die waarheid, Marietjie. Want, if luister hier, my seun. As julle hierdie land vir die swart mense gee, dit gaan meer kak wees, hoor. Dan is julle in groot moeilikheid.
Liefie, hou op, man.
Marietjie, dis die waarheid. Okay, dis my laaste vraag, hoor. Dis listen very closely, hoor. As my laaste
question. Liefie, ek smug.